What is going on, Diz fam, and welcome to DeStefano's Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
What a week.
What a week.
What a week. We have had new logo.
Yeah, it's much more simpler. We love it.
New logo. We have, we're working on a new studio soon, so this will be gone soon. Mm-hmm. And we just interviewed our favorite content creator. No big deal.
I was
no big
deal. I mean, I just can't believe our first content creator. I mean, she was number one on our list.
Yeah.
And then we got her.
Exactly. It was Quincy from All Ears. If you haven't checked it out, most of you have.
Yeah.
Please do and share it with a friend who loves All Ears. It was like a magic moment. I know we say magic a lot because Disney, but it was a magical moment to get that DM back. Like, hey, I want to do it. And then follow through on it. Literally, she flew in from California Disneyland.
Crazy.
And hopped on to do an interview
like
with
8
us.
O'clock at night. Like, and we want to say thank you to everyone that checked our video out.
Yeah. And if you're new to the page, welcome. You know, we are a married couple. We have two kids. We love Disney. Our whole page is dedicated to Disney content, and we hope you enjoy what you see here. If you want to support us, it's DeStefano's Disney on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and at DeStefano's Disney on Patreon. We do have a Patreon, and as we get more Patreons, more special content will be coming. A little bit about our pages. We do vlogs, we do restaurant reviews, and we do a podcast because we live in New Jersey. So,
and we do resort tours, too.
And we do resort tours. Mm-hmm. So we do a bunch, but we're based in New Jersey. So
yeah,
weekly we do our podcast. And sometimes we do recipes, which will be coming again soon.
But like, for instance, we did a content trip a couple weeks ago, but we stacked content. So we have lots of videos still to come out.
Yeah, I have a Toledo video coming out. We have a Coronado Springs resort tour to come out. So that's going to be really cool. Yeah, so where do we get started? Today's episode, we actually did it to the dime, but then we lost the paper. But I remember the numbers.
Oh, this.
Is the dining plan worth it? We're going to get into that. The dining plan is back. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
But is it worth it? We got quoted $800 for 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to get it for your whole trip. You can't just get like two nights, one night.
We can explain where we went and everything. But yeah, that's the gist of the show tonight is the dining plan worth it? And we would love for you to comment below.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think because it is a hot topic in Disney. In other Disney news, Moana 2
Oh my God, that
confirmed.
Trailer.
So Moana 2 is confirmed. We're going to talk a little bit about Moana. It's coming out
November.
This year. And then the following year, the live action's coming out.
I know. It's great. I love all of like this that Moana is getting.
Yes.
Okay. You know, like it was a great movie, but it's taken a while, I think, for Moana 2 to come out.
Yeah.
Like
supposed to be a series for Disney Plus. I think Disney Plus is kind of floundering a little bit. And
oh, really?
I think they're putting too much content on it and it's not being watched and they're not making the money. Like with a movie like Moana 2, you put that in theaters, you make the money off of that because people are going to go see Moana. Like it's what they want to do.
I mean, yeah, they recently just merged with Hulu.
Yeah. So Moana 2 is hitting theaters and then the live action comes out the next year. A lot of love for Moana.
Yeah.
We finally checked out Disney Wish. Finally.
Oh, we loved it.
So many.
I loved it. I love the music.
There's over 100 Easter eggs
in that movie. Yeah. We only saw a handful just by like the naked eye.
And I was picking up on them as they were going too.
Right.
So,
but if we went and watched and like really sat and looked, because we watched it with the kids. So.
Yeah. I think
they were singing into it.
It was
awesome.
It was really, really good. It was an enjoyable movie. I can't wait for the next Disney princess movie. New princess. The next one's probably Moana. Frozen 3. No, Moana's going to come out before Frozen 3, right?
Yeah, Frozen 3 is 2026. Toy Story is 2026. Utopia is 2026. Inside Out comes out this June. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Hello, anxiety.
Yes. Just Disney is doing a lot of great things and a lot of park stuff is coming up and we're going to be covering it all. So if this is your first time watching, thank you. And we're going to go into a little bit of a topic that if you're traveling to Disney, you might want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dining plan worth it? But if you can't get the dining plan, you know what you should do to get your reservations? Go to Magical Alerts. Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up and you'll get one free alert added to your account. Our recent vacation was amazing. So we go to Coronado Springs. We go to All Stars. It's 4 days.
Yeah.
We are quoted.
Yeah, we priced
$800.
It. Right. $800 for 4 days.
Because even for though this... you're leaving on the... We're supposed to leave the fourth day early. Mm-hmm. We ended up leaving late. But even...
This wasn't the quick service one.
This was the main dining
The table plan. Service yeah. one.
But even with us leaving...
Yeah.
It still counted that last day.
Oh, yeah. And we left early. Well, no, no. Well, we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Leave earlier. But... I mean, you have to eat the whole day for the money to be worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Know? I don't know.
Yeah.
It just, I think I thought it was worth it before I went to Disney a lot. And like, I just went once every once in a while, you know? I'm like, ooh, free dining, prepay. It feels all inclusive. Like you handle it before you go on your vacation and you don't have to worry about it.
This is not about free dining.
Right. Well, no, no. I mean like.
Free dining is worth it. Right. I just want to put that out there. This is about. Purchasing a dining plan, which is $96 for an adult per day.
I'm talking about girl math. You prepay, it's free, okay? No, but for real, like people like it because they pay before and they don't have to think about it before they go. Like you just don't have to bring any money for food. You're like, oh, whatever.
It's very convenient. People pay for convenience and it's very convenient. I will say that. So what happens is you pay $96. You get four sit-down meals, so many snacks, and you get two resort mugs. Or one resort mug.
I think is worth it even, like, even if you don't get the dining plan, buy this. You only have to fill it seven times for get your money's worth.
They're
and you keep sake taking
$2?
Home. $22.
Yeah, and you
They just recently changed the design. I think these are worth it.
Yeah, so that
Coffee,
is,
soda, and you can go to every resort.
But
not
that's
just,
included in your dining plan. So if we were to get to 800, we would have got two of those, right?
Right, so that's 40.
So... At $96 per day, let's just do it by day. $96 per day with that, you get that. It's like $400, right?
Right.
$400, let's round, right? Let's do rounding, which we just told our daughter. $400 per day. This was our schedule. So we get there Thursday. Mm-hmm. Thursday, we go and we eat at the cafeteria.
Right. At Coronado.
Like a quick Mickey breakfast, Mickey waffle. Mm-hmm. $25.
Right.
We go over to Magic Kingdom. We get Gaston's.
Mm-hmm.
The Gaston's bun, LeFou's brew.
Yeah. That's not even included in the dining plan.
No, $18?
That's not on the dining plan.
Okay, so, but listen, this is all the stuff we ate.
Oh, okay.
Then we go back to the resort, and we go out to dinner. We go to Toledo that night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Toledo, great restaurant, review coming soon. That was like $80. Because the tips are not included in the dining plan. The tips are not included.
Right, not.
So that's one sit down.
Right.
So if
we
had
the dining plan, signature
dining. We only had three sit downs left.
Mm-hmm.
If we had the dining plan. The next day comes Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, we went over to Magic Kingdom again.
Mm-hmm.
We ate hot dogs.
No, that was the last day.
Oh, what was Saturday?
What did we
or
eat?
Or Friday.
I
know
we went
at
to
dinner.
Animal Kingdom first.
We did, but we didn't eat there.
Oh. What did we eat?
I don't know what we ate. Chicken tenders. I think we only had chicken tenders.
Oh, okay.
So chicken tenders. And then that, what's that? $12. We go out to dinner that night.
Yeah.
Flying Fish.
Which is signature. So this would be two
this
table
services.
This would
be two table services.
Right.
The bill, and we had wine.
Yeah, we had glassies.
The bill's $150. Take the wine off. The bill's $120, let's say, for an app and two. Now,
entrees.
Non-alcoholic drinks are included in the package. So if you got a soda,
and
you're
one,
fine. And one alcoholic beverage. But we had two that night.
Right.
But still, $130, let's call it then, right? But you use two meals.
Right, two credits.
So now if we had the dining plan, we'd only be able to eat at a one credit sit down. The next day, Food and Wine Fest. And this is where we... really know that it's not worth it.
Right.
We put $100 on the gift card. We got drinks and we ate how many snacks?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. How many? We went to
Encanto, Germany.
So many. We went to at least
Italy.
11 like, booths.
Yeah.
At least.
And we spent $100, right?
Yeah.
So there's another 100. So if you're doing the math, it's 80 plus 130 plus 100 plus 50, you know, and then the next day we get the hot dogs. But that night after Food and Wine, we go to Topolino's and sit at the bar.
Right.
So we go into Topolino's. We sit at the bar. That, again, you get the drink, right, would be a two credit.
Yeah, right. So we wouldn't even have enough credits. So
we wouldn't even have enough credit.
Right.
And with our pasta and our wine, it only cost $110.
Right. I mean, it's the best, but.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Right.
110. The math doesn't math. You're going to have to eat a lot. And we ate a lot.
And the problem with the dining plan is that it's so like strategic that you are constantly running numbers in your head to see if it's worth
it.
If
you can beat it.
Like
the you, vloggers well, that they, beat it have to eat.
Like you're eating so much food. Like you won't be able to walk around the park. Like, yeah, and then like, cause you want to get your money's worth. So you're like, give me that extra snack. I mean, you can go the last day and get all these snacks and take them home. But like you trying to beat it because it's really not
worth it.
Worth it.
$100 a day and you get like for my dinner, our dinner at Topolino's cost us $55 a piece.
Like it's way too much food. My kid's going to lick ketchup on a plate and you're charging me $25 or whatever.
$40 some dollars.
Like it's crazy.
But for us, like so we ate $110 is $55 a piece.
Yeah.
Right. That's $55 a piece at Topolino's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying $95 for something that's $55.
Yeah.
And with all the snacks we ate, even if you add that, all right, so that day was $105. But Toledo was only $60.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Flying Fish was only $65 a piece plus the snack. Like but that's a double sit down. So you can't even eat there as much as you want.
Right.
Now, if you're going for 5 days and you do it, you can eat two. You know, use your credits, but
just too much food in a day.
Too much food, and we ate a lot. I mean, we ate a lot.
Like, Disney is not dumb. They know they want you to eat the max, they want you to pay the max.
It's sports betting, right?
Right.
Sometimes you win, most of the time you lose.
Most of the time you lose. I really don't know anybody that likes or is pro dining plan.
No, I like the free dining plan.
Free dining plan, yeah.
Like, my buddy's paying like $1,000 extra for a family of four for like 10 days. Totally worth it.
Right.
Totally worth it.
Yeah, because you got an upper resort, I think,
but
right?
You get a nicer resort. So mm-hmm. It's like, that's worth it to
me. It's definitely worth it if it's free. Of course. That's a whole nother ballgame. Not if you have to pay. I'm telling you, the math ain't math.
No. And I mean, we did have the pass holders discount, which saved us maybe $40-$50 on meals, like mm-hmm. total.
Yeah.
But I mean, $800 for 4 days. That's $100 a day, $100 a person a day.
Yeah. No, it's not worth it. Like, I really just, I don't know how they think that it is.
So, I think the only day would have been worth it. But they sell a lot because
people could not wait for the dining to come back.
Yeah. The only day that really was worth it for us if we had it was Epcot.
And no, you can't even, I don't even think you can turn
sometimes
your snack credits into, like, I forget.
Something, you used to be able to use your
something,
credits.
Yeah, they changed something and it, like, is not good anymore.
I just think it's expensive. You have to eat $100 per person. So if you're a family of five, you have to eat $500 worth of food in a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And the places that are expensive enough to cover that are worth two credits.
Even the families that go with no budget and they're like, oh, whatever, we'll eat whatever. It's just still too much food. You have to literally eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, and numerous snacks in between.
I mean, we're definitely like, a sharing family. We order a turkey leg and a Gaston's bomb.
Yeah, we're not cheap though.
No, but we just share because it's too much food.
Right. I
like,
know.
If like, I bought every, like, you want a hot dog, you want a hot dog, and you have four Casey's foot long hot dogs, who's eating that?
Right. Like the girls would share one. I mean,
we share one.
Right.
Like, there's ways to.
But that Disney gets you, money. Like how they like the mayo or. Oh, yeah. Like it can be used as a credit.
Yes.
Like that's crazy.
The dipping sauce in a pretzel, yeah. I think counts as a credit.
It's not. The cheese sauce, like it's sneaky.
It's sneaky. I don't think it's worth it.
And you're going to be continuously.
I think if you're a fan of convenience and you don't care about money, do it. Right.
Right.
You're going to be eating. You're going to have credits left. I remember we tried to give credits away.
You're still going to be looking at your phone, though, seeing what you have left and what to use where and then.
When the people that go there all the time, the vloggers we watch that go there all the time have to try to. Beat it by buying the most expensive snacks.
Yeah.
Something's broken.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Something's broken there. Disney's going to make their money. And this isn't a knock on Disney. Hey, people pay for convenience. Why is DoorDash and Uber so popular?
Yeah.
You're paying $10 extra than just driving there.
Right.
Because you pay for convenience. Now, if you want to pay for convenience, it's great. But do I think that I want to spend an extra $100, $200 a day on a dining plan? I don't.
Uh-uh.
Especially when my favorite restaurants, the more adult restaurants, are two credits.
Yeah.
Luckily, character dining, if you are going with a family, usually are one credit.
No, two.
No, there's some one credit. Most of them are one credit.
Really? Like a Chef Mickey's?
I think Topolino's might be two.
Yeah. But I know Ohana's too.
I think Ohana might be one for breakfast. I think it was one for dinner too, because when we went.
I really haven't looked at the like what is what worth, but
I just know that when we got quoted $800, because we were like, we should try.
My jaw dropped.
We were gonna do a vlog on we got the dining plan, is it worth it?
Right.
We got quoted $800. We spent $547, I think was the number.
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe a little bit higher, give or take.
I mean, and we splurged. Yeah. Like we went to the nice restaurants and lounges and drinks and I mean,
I didn't count drinks. Well, we drank like
we did drink every day
at the Dahlia Lounge. Yeah. We drank two
Dahlia
glasses.
Dahlia.
With the whatever. We ate we had two glasses of wine and we ate an app, and that was like $60, right?
Yeah.
Now the wine wouldn't have been included. The app might have been.
Maybe. I don't know.
But did you're using a sit down on a $10 app or a quick service on a $10 like that doesn't make sense to me. It just doesn't, the math ain't mathin'.
I just personally just don't think it's worth it.
No, it's it's not unless you're a convenience person and you want to just get in, get out, not pay. I know that was a little confusing, right? It's a lot.
It is
it's
confusing.
A lot to digest.
That's what I mean. Like
if you want a great video of it, go check out Tim Tracker. They literally did it to the dime.
Mammoth Club did it too, yes.
So check that out because it'll explain it better what I mean by they're running around to get the most expensive snacks.
They're showing how they broke it. They break it down. But they had to beat it. Like, it was so much food. They were so stuffed.
Yeah, it was a
lot. I mean, and I think even if you're buying it, you're in for, like, a lot of, like, seeing what you have left. Like, on your phone again. You're on your phone again.
You're on your phone, for that. You're on your phone trying to do math. You're on your phone for Genie Plus. If you like convenience, if you're a DoorDash person, if you are an Uber person, the dining plan may be for you. It's just not for us. I think you can do Disney a lot cheaper than they advertise. And I think between rope dropping and what you save on
For instance,
the dining.
We ate breakfast in Epcot at La Halle for
$9. $9.
For a baguette and croissant. And we shared it.
We shared it.
And that's $9 for breakfast. Like, I don't know.
And we were plenty full.
Yes.
So
I am team don't get the dining plan.
Team don't get the dining plan. And after this, we will wrap things up and tell you what's next for our channel right after this short break. So with this crazy week, we realized we really found a little niche with the interview thing.
Yeah. And Anthony is so good at it. I mean, how good did he do?
I have experience, so it's not like I've done it.
Like I was so nervous all day for him, and I'm
she was super.
Because I'm just like such a super fan, and so is he. But he doesn't get nervous like that. I was like, oh my god, he's talking to Quincy in our basement. Like it was just like a surreal moment, you know. And I was just so nervous for him, but he killed it. Like the questions were great.
Not nervous at all.
She was amazing. Coolest person ever.
She is the coolest. She's such a sweetheart. Took time to say hi to my daughter before the show.
Hi.
talk to me for 5 minutes after.
So sweet.
She comes as advertised. And that is what I love about content creating is these people. You forget sometimes they're people because you're watching them on TV.
Right.
But when we met Mauro, when we met Nate.
Just another down to earth.
What a sweet guy. Then you talk to Quincy and you're like, wow, you're even nicer than she appears like the best person, and then you meet her, and she's even better than you imagine.
Yeah.
That's hard to do, and super humble, and a leader. Her answers were, inspiring, and she inspired us to make content, but about leadership, about hard work, about the grind, about the hustle, and I think that is amazing that she even took the time. We have, 400 subscribers.
Yeah.
Now we have more. Thank you. But she took the time to come on our show.
She was so nice, never hesitated, just was like, yes, sure.
And then gave us in-depth answers and gave us her time after a flight. But we want to know who you want to see next. I mean, we want to do all content creators in the Disney realm. I don't care if they're the biggest. I don't care if they're just starting. We all face struggles
Disneyland,
in content.
Disneyland, whatever.
We all face struggles in content creating. And this show is about the struggles. It's a behind-the-scenes peek. It's a little glimpse behind the magic.
Yeah.
And I think, the comments have been amazing saying that, they're so happy with the interview because I asked questions that you don't get to see on camera.
We don't know, but
and I think that's important is to see behind the curtain because it makes you appreciate what's in front of you so much more when you take a peek behind the curtain. So comment below Tag your favorite content creators. Tell them to come on to Stefano's Disney Creators Corner. We would love to have them. Again, if you want to follow us, Stefano's Disney on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, obviously, and at Stefano's Disney on Patreon for $3 a month. You can support our show and help us accomplish our dream. We have a couple vlogs coming out, a podcast every week, mm-hmm. a new recipe coming soon. So much content, hopefully more interviews.
Yeah.
But until next time, we will see you. When's our next show? Sunday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you Sunday. Peace.